Famous Conspiracy Theories Part 2. I think we all know by now what conspiracy theory is, but I will give you the definition anyway. The definition given for it is a belief some covet an influential organization or powerful person is responsible for a circumstance or event. We can find one to fit almost every situation. I thought it might be interesting to review some of the latest conspiracy theories. 5G is a new and faster way of delivering higher speeds and superior connections to our devices. Some scientists have said 5G may not be healthy because the waves it generates might be stronger. This might have led to one of the newest conspiracy theories, which states the coronavirus was caused by 5G transmission. The term 5G stands for fifth generation. This theory does not hold much credence with the general population. There is an old theory which is still gaining steam, and I cannot understand why. It claims all the photos of Earth taken from space are there to fool us, because the Earth is flat and all these other photos are hiding a conspiracy to keep this from us. This theory discounts every space photo taken since the first one. I usually keep an open mind on things, but this one has me baffled, since it is quite obvious the Earth is not flat, and we can verify this by watching a ship pass over the horizon. Sometimes a conspiracy theory comes out which seems like it is correct and shouldn't be classified as a conspiracy theory at all. Take the case of Jeffrey Epstein, for example. There is a conspiracy theory which says he didn't kill himself. I find it hard to believe he did. In this case, does that make me a conspiracy theorist? I hope not, as several experts claim he was murdered, and I think most people around the country also believe that. Recently, it was said the coronavirus was created in a lab in China and got loose. This has been called a conspiracy theory, and several experts have come out and said this is just not true. It did turn out there was a large bio lab in the city of Wuhan, China. Almost all of the leading experts in the field claim the virus was not man-made, and many of them state what is happening is a conspiracy theory has grown up about the virus and where it came from. Okay, hope you are sitting down for this one. It has long been said we have gained incredible technology which we have kept secret, and what I am about to tell you has to do with one of them. It is now claimed by some we can teleport people across space. A conspiracy theory has grown up about this, stating President Obama was teleported to Mars. The White House denied this, of course. The conspiracy theory claims we have the ability not only to teleport people and objects, but we also have the ability to time travel, and we are altering time for our own use and sending people to Mars to serve in the secret space force for 20 years, then returning them to Earth in the exact second they left. This theory seems so outrageous, I don't think there are any scientists who might believe it. One conspiracy theory which has remained popular is the one which states the world is being controlled by secret societies. This theory is very popular, and there are certain things which go on which some say could indicate this. Bilderberg is listed as one of these societies because the most influential people in the world belong to it and attend its meetings, and nobody else is allowed in. Whether they actually controlled the world is another issue, but this society does exist. Is this really just a conspiracy theory? I think calling it one is not very fair, since there is certainly something going on there. Conspiracy theory has become a political football, and when one side claims something is a conspiracy theory, they are usually doing it only because they don't like what was said. Almost everyone believes the novel To Kill a Mockingbird, which was written by Harper Lee, is a fantastic novel. There is a conspiracy theory about the novel, however, which states Harper Lee did not write it, and it was secretly written by Truman Capote. Lee and Capote were childhood friends growing up. Lee, unlike Capote, only published one more novel in her career. This is one of the reasons a conspiracy theory grew up, which stated it was really Truman Capote doing the authoring. I guess you would have to believe that Capote was doing a favor for Lee, and maybe she really didn't have enough talent to create a memorable work on her own. Most of us have heard there is a huge active volcano on the Yellowstone in Wyoming. I think we have also heard enough from scientists to believe it would be a tragedy for it to erupt. The conspiracy theory states the United States government knows when the eruption will take place, and not only do they not want to tell us, but members of the government have made arrangements to save themselves. In case you don't know who John Dillinger was, he was one of the most famous gangsters in the 1930s and became number one on the FBI's most wanted list. He was killed in an alley in 1934 and had a reward on his head of $100,000. There is a conspiracy theory which states John Dillinger was not killed, and it is claimed the person who was had different color eyes and was found to have diseases Dillinger never had. On top of that, the theory was strengthened when in 1963 a local newspaper received a letter from someone claiming to be Dillinger. A famous conspiracy theory states lizard people are actually running the world, and to bolster this claim, certain videos have been put on the internet which claim to show lizard people in positions of power. One such video shows a Secret Service agent for President Obama. If you watch his eyes in the video, you can see them change from human eyes to non-human. It is claimed this is an actual video of the event, and we are supposed to believe no alteration to the video took place. The last conspiracy theory I want to mention is the one which states companies and the Federal Drug Administration are withholding a cure for cancer. The conspiracy theory goes on to say the Germans in World War II found the cure, but the companies would rather put people on maintenance and sell pills to them for years rather than cure the disease, which would lead them to less profits. If I listed every conspiracy theory, I could fill a large hard drive with them.